This is an iHeart podcast.
You want smart political talk without the meltdowns? We got you.
And I'm Carol Markowitz.
And I'm Mary Catherine Hamm. We've been around the block in media, and we're doing things differently.
Normally is about real conversations. Thoughtful, try to be funny, grounded, and no panic.
We'll keep you informed and entertained without ruining your day.
Join us every Tuesday and Thursday.
Normally, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Whatever team Fee is on has a chance to win a championship.
I'm Christina Williams, host of the podcast, In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams. The WNBA playoffs are here, and I've got the inside scoop on everything from key matchups and standout players to the behind-the-scenes moments you won't find anywhere else.
It's really, really hard to be the champions, but we have to remember how it feels and embrace the new challenge that we have.
So listen to In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams, an iHeart Women's Sports production in partnership with Deep Blue Sports and Entertainment on iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Ben Ferguson.
And I'm Ted Cruz. Three times a week, we do our podcast, Verdict with Ted Cruz.
Nationwide, we have millions of listeners.
Every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, we break down the news and bring you behind the scenes, inside the White House, inside the Senate, inside the United States Supreme Court.
And we cover the stories that you're not getting anywhere else.
We arm you with the facts to be able to know and advocate for the truth with your friends and family.
So download Verdict with Ted Cruz now, wherever you get your podcasts.
When I told people I was making a podcast about Benghazi, 9 times out of 10, they called me a masochist, rolled their eyes, or just asked, why?
Benghazi, the truth became a web of lies.
From Prologue Projects and Pushkin Industries, this is Fiasco, Benghazi.
What difference at this point does it make?
Listen to Fiasco, Benghazi on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show, and now it's the final hour of the Jesse Kelly Show for real this time. One more hour left of having fun, and then we're checking out of here. We'll be back again tomorrow. Now, let's have a chat. Let's have a chat about language and the communist building fences around you. He has. You know that, right? He's built fences around you your whole life. Fences around me. Fences around everything. How do they do that? What do? Well, they take wee little things, things that seem small, and they simply say, hey, listen, you can't do that. If you do that, that's a huge deal. And because it's not a huge deal to you either way, you let him build that fence. It's not a big deal. It's not a big deal. A great example, I use this example a lot, is conservative monuments, or conservative, Confederate monuments. Monument of Robert E. Lee. Maybe you are one of these people who realizes Robert E. Lee was an outstanding human being caught up in a very ugly time. But let's say you're most Americans. Most people listen to the sound of my voice. Well, even if they don't love the guy, or even if they don't hate the guy, they don't really have some affinity for him. So when the communist comes to you and he says, hey, we're going to tear down this statue of Robert E. Lee, this is an outrage, and he's super mad about it, you're sitting there thinking to yourself, well, no, I don't think it's an outrage, but at the same time, I don't really care. Yeah, go ahead, tear it down. I don't really care. Well, what you don't realize you just did was you allowed him to build another fence around you to keep you boxed in what is and isn't acceptable. And they've done this over and over and over and over again with language throughout the decades. Remember something. Remember, this is crazy when you think about this, and I don't care. It really doesn't matter what you think about gay marriage, but remember this. Both parties, Republicans and Democrats, were pretty much universally against the concept and vocally against the concept of gay marriage even back in 2010. I want you to go find me 50 Republicans in the House and Senate combined right now who will vocally state that they're against gay marriage. Could you find them? Did you find 20? Forget about the Democratic Party. They're all in on everything. They've moved on to animals pretty much at this point in time. That's gone. But what? How did that happen? Where they began to just build little fences. Well, what do you mean? What are you hateful? Well, that's not equality. It's not equal. What? What? And since it didn't really affect you, since you didn't care that much, you just kind of didn't fight it. And now look. Now look at what we have. We have a society of Sodom and Gomorrah now, where teachers are openly grooming kids on TikTok. That's how that's how quickly that became a thing. Where doctors are mutilating children beyond belief. That's how quickly that became a thing. Well, there's another way that they've done this. And they've been working on this very, very, very hard since 2020, when Trump lost the election. Since Trump lost the election, they've worked very hard on demonizing something that they've called election denialism. You're not an election denier, are you? What are you, one of these deniers? You're not an election denier. And now there's something happening in Brazil. I don't expect you to care about Brazil or me to care about Brazil. I don't know squat about Brazil. I know they play soccer and the chicks are hot. That's all I really know. I also know this. They had a kind of a right-wing populist type. And then they just had an election. And a lot of Brazilians, I'm not there. I have no idea about how accurate any of this is. A lot of Brazilians think that election was crooked and fraudulent. And now they have a communist in there. And they're having these huge protests and people are occupying the federal buildings. And, well, this is NBC.
You know, we used to talk about, and many folks still imagine this, and perhaps it's true to some extent, the U.S. exports democracy. But as you watch this and how it was seeded by the losing candidate in that election, who had a lot of rapport, one might say, with Donald Trump, is election denialism a new U.S. export?
Oh, my gosh. Election denialism. Now they're even doing it in Brazil. Dome got in on it, too.
This was an obvious and clear attack on a democratic process, and we condemn it, of course. I will also say that, as I've said to the ambassador, Ambassador Bagley, that I'm very confident in her ability to represent the United States and to extend to President Lula all that we mean in terms of the work that we will do together as allies on some of the most important issues.
I saw Barack Obama put out a statement. Oh, we stand with, this is an outrage. It is interesting how all the communists seem to rally together to say these elections are fair. But that's one thing. But second thing, let's address something right now for you. Don't allow these people to build another fence around you. Questioning the fairness of your country's election is maybe the truest test on whether or not you live in a free country or not. Don't let all of society, all the left, half of the right, don't allow these people to build another fence around you. If you look around at your election, local, state, federal, and you don't feel like it's on the up and up, you say so because you live in a free country. And if you're afraid to say so, that's a problem. And I'll tell you, I can't believe, I shouldn't say that. I can believe, very sadly, I can believe how quickly these language fences, I guess that's what we'll call them now, I just thought of that, these language fences, I can't believe how easily the right falls into this trap and they actually help them build it. You can see this with some of the biggest voices out there. You saw it, boy, you really saw it during COVID. You saw how quickly the right-wing pundit class will actually help the communists build the fence. It drives me insane how neutered and weak and stupid and pathetic our side is. On issue after issue after issue after issue, we help them build the false narratives, build the fences. How many people to this day on the right still call you a whack job if you question things about an election? They were counting the votes and then they took a bunch of cardboard and they covered up the windows where they were counting the votes. Guys, I don't know. That doesn't seem, That doesn't seem very on the up and up. Oh, quit it, election denier. Here we go with the nut jobs accusing people of cheating. Nut jobs. That wasn't just the left. That's half the right still to this day. If you have questions about people walking up to drop boxes in places where it's not legal, walking up to them on videotape and dropping 20 ballots in, and you say, hey, I don't know the deal is here, but that doesn't seem right. In fact, that seems like a felony that's caught on camera. Half of the right today. Oh, here we go. Another person accusing of cheating. We help. It's not that we allow them to build the fences. We help them do it half the time. I can't stand it. Let's get this some more emails. Jesse, dear Dr. J, actually says, I was wondering what your take is on paranormal and ghosts. Being that you're great at telling stories, I figured if Jesse has had a ghost experience, it would be awesome to hear him tell it. By the way, how on earth did you not know Cult of Personality by Living Color? Come on, man, you're better than that. Ghost stories. I have that one. I have that one from Charleston. You remember that one from Charleston, Chris? All right. I'll tell it in a second. Give me a second. You know what? No, I'll tell it right now. Charleston, South Carolina. One of the great cities, maybe my favorite city in the United States of America. You've heard me say this before. We're just in love with the place. We love it. It's beautiful architecture. The food, I know you're going to find this shocking, but I prioritize food. The food is dynamite. Big World War II aircraft carrier, the Yorktown, you can tour. And there's so much ugly history in Charleston because it was a big slavery town. And we've taken various tours where they'll go down, and this is where the slave auctions were held. And they have various plantations out there where you can go check things out. And dark history, any area where there's dark history, murder and mayhem and slavery, there's inevitably going to be ghost stories and folklore that come with it. Now, the wife loves horror movies, I should clarify. I hate them. It's not that I'm scared of them. I think they're generally so stupid and also kind of dark. Well, I can sit down and watch a World War I documentary, and at the end of it, I can feel like I'm a little smarter, and that was pretty enjoyable. At the end of these horror movies, you feel so icky. Well, I can't believe the demon ate his face. That just doesn't sound fun to me at all. But she loves it. So she decided last time that she wanted to do a ghost tour. I will explain the rest of that story in a moment. Until we get to that point in time, I think it's really important during this break that you don't starve to death. And so in an effort for you to avoid starvation during the next 10 minutes, let's do this. Let's get you prepped for a really bad 2023 and for the radio breaks. Go get yourself a 3-month emergency food kit. Actually, you need to get one for everybody who lives in your home. If you live alone, just get one. I know, listen, if you feel like getting two, get two, because they're $250 off right now from My Patriot Supply. You don't have to go overkill. And I know life is expensive right now, but make sure everyone in your home has 3 months worth of food. My Patriot Supply has the kits ready to go. 3 months worth of food, breakfast, lunch, dinner, snacks, drinks. They'll ship it fast, ship it anonymously. MyPatriotSupply.com, all right? MyPatriotSupply.com. If there's four of you, get four of them. If you live by yourself, just get one. But go to My Patriot Supply today and get one, all right? Ghost story, and then Teletubbies next.
Truth. Attitude. Jesse Kelly.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show, rolling right along here. Remember, you can email me, jesse@jessekellyshow.com. That's what you can do. What you can't do is watch Teletubbies or buy Crocs anymore. You know why? Teletubbies and Crocs are sponsoring an underage fashion show at RuPaul's Drag Convention. It is funny. Okay, so Crocs, no surprise there. Teletubbies, that's a kid's show. Huh. Why would a kid's show be so involved in pushing all the LGBTQ filth on society? That's weird. Which brings me to this. Chicago schools watchdog, this is from a few days ago, finds hundreds of employees groomed and assaulted, sexually assaulted students. Hundreds. Okay? Why? Why does that happen? Well, let's have an uncomfortable talk, one we've had before, one that offends people, but it's still a necessary talk. You always need to be cautious around a human being who purposely puts themselves around other people's children. Because when people say they love kids, here's what they mean. They mean they love their own kids. And I'll tell you this. I love kids. I enjoy kids. You ever see me hang around kids? I think they're a blast. I think they're hilarious. But when I say I love kids, I'm talking about my own kids. Oftentimes, I don't like your kids. Why? You don't teach your kids any manners. You don't teach them to keep their voices down in a restaurant. You don't teach them yes, ma'am, no, sure, shaking hands. You don't teach them to make conversation. And so I actually find your kids to be obnoxious and not enjoyable to be around. And what I just said is how most people feel. Now, I understand there are a ton of people, especially women, who have a heart for children. And I say especially women, it's going to apply to men too. So if you're a teacher or a t-ball coach or a gymnastics coach or whatever the case may be, and that's you, and you're just there to mentor and guide these kids, good. Keep doing that. But in general, when you find somebody who's volunteering to be around other people's children, you should be extra cautious. I'm not saying that person's automatically a bad person, but you should be extra cautious. I'll tell you, frankly, just between you and me, if it's a woman's sport, especially a woman's sport where they're not fully clothed, I automatically am very suspicious of any male I see involved. Any male. No, it's junior high women swimming. Here's Coach Mark. Really? You enjoying being around junior high girls, Coach Mark? For sure. Really? You are? Oh, it's gymnastics. It's high school gymnastics. Here's Coach Bob. Don't worry. He'll spot you on the balance beam. Here, put on this bathing suit. I'm skeptical. I'm very, very skeptical. The same thing very sadly applies to the people who watch over your children in school. Who volunteers to go back to school? And I say that knowing we have all kinds of teachers who listen to the show. And remember, if you're one of the good ones that's in government schools, just stay there. We need infiltrators. Stay there. Keep fighting the good fight. So I'm not talking about you, but who volunteers after finally getting through school and through college and you're finally done with school, which sucked. School sucked. Who then says, man, I can't wait to go back. I want to do that for a living with a high school kid snickering behind my back and shooting spitwads. Chris, do they still shoot spitwads anymore? Those were a thing when I was a kid. I was awesome with that thing. I was deadly. What? I was pretty much a spitwad sniper is what I was, Chris. One shot, one kill. That's what I was. I was a great student. How was the Marine marksmanship? It was very good, actually. It was very good because I grew up hunting with my father. So I had already killed deer and antelope and all kinds of things by the time I got there. So I could definitely handle a weapon. That's for sure. Not the world's best or anything like that, but still not as good as I was with the spitwads. Anyway, I'm gonna move off this because all it does is make people uncomfortable, but be extra wary around anybody who voluntarily puts themselves around other people's kids. All right? All right. Here's what else you need to be wary about. And I say this as a 41-year-old man whose beard is going gray and whose hairline is retreating like the Italian Navy. You need to be careful, fellas, of your energy levels. Oftentimes, once you start getting up there, and although this is stuff that hits people in their 20s now in our society because of the estrogens and the waters and stuff, you can find your testosterone levels are not where they should be. And when you find that out, you'll inevitably find the low T clinic on the corner that will voluntarily inject you with something every week. Please don't go that route. Natural herbal supplements from Chalk. They have a male vitality stack designed for you guys and your testosterone. 20% increase in your testosterone in 90 days with no injections, no medical, no big pharma. Ladies, your energy level as well. Female Vitality Stack, all natural herbal supplements. That is our path forward. Staying away from the doctor, natural herbal supplements. CHOQ.com, promo code Jesse. CHOQ.com, promo code Jesse. Get the subscriptions because those are 35% off. All right? All right. Maybe we need to get Whoopi one.
We don't know. We're being told they're classified. We don't know it, if it's like classified, yeah, or just, you know, classified.
And this.
Oh, these people. Yes. All right. We're going to get to some more emails. But first, before we get to some emails, we need to address the Rear Admiral, Pete Buttigieg. You see, he's the Transportation Secretary, and he's been on record, gosh, so many times, talking about the dangers of these emissions out there. Fossil fuels, driving. I can't believe you drive your SUV when you could be biking everywhere like Pete and his husband, Chasen. But it's so weird. Pete, as much as he loves the planet, always finds himself on a private jet. Huh, what's going on there? We'll talk about it. Hang on.
Hey there, I'm Mary Catherine Hamm.
And I'm Carol Markowitz. We've been in political media for a long time.
Long enough to know that it's gotten, well, a little insane.
That's why we started Normally, a podcast for people who are over the hysteria and just want clarity.
We talk about the issues that actually matter to the country without panic, without yelling, and with a healthy dose of humor.
We don't take ourselves too seriously, but we do take the truth seriously.
So if you're into common sense, sanity, and some occasional sass,
you're our kind of people.
Catch new episodes of Normally every Tuesday and Thursday
on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen.
Would you guys consider anything less than a championship to be a failure from this year?
I wouldn't say anything is a failure, especially because we all grow every day. Obviously, the goal is a championship. There's no doubt in that, and that's the goal. We want to win a championship.
I'm Christina Williams, host of the podcast, In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams. The WNBA playoffs are here, and I've got the inside scoop on everything from key matchups and standout players to the behind-the-scenes moments you won't find anywhere else.
It's really, really hard to be the champions, but we have to remember how it feels and embrace the new challenge that we have.
For all the biggest stories in women's basketball, plus exclusive interviews with the game's brightest stars.
So to be here, I think it's one that we definitely don't take for granted. But we also know, you know, that's just one stop along the way, and we're hoping to, you know, make a run.
So listen to In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams, an iHeart Women's Sports production in partnership with Deep Blue Sports and Entertainment on iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Ben Ferguson.
And I'm Ted Cruz. Three times a week, we do our podcast, Verdict with Ted Cruz.
Nationwide, we have millions of listeners.
Every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, we break down the news and bring you behind the scenes, inside the White House, inside the Senate, inside the United States Supreme Court.
And we cover the stories that you're not getting anywhere else.
We arm you with the facts to be able to know and advocate for the truth with your friends and family.
So download Verdict with Ted Cruz now, wherever you get your podcasts.
When I told people I was making a podcast about Benghazi, 9 times out of 10, they called me a masochist, rolled their eyes, or just asked, why?
Benghazi, the truth became a web of lies.
It's almost a dirty word, one that connotes conspiracy theory.
Will we ever get the truth about the Benghazi massacre?
Bad faith political warfare, and frankly, bullshit.
We kill the ambassador just to cover something up. You put two and two together.
Was it an overblown distraction or a sinister conspiracy?
Benghazi is a Rosetta Stone for everything that's been going on the last 20 years.
I'm Leon Nafok from Prologue Projects and Pushkin Industries. This is Fiasco, Benghazi.
What difference at this point does it make?
Yeah, that's right. Lock her up.
Listen to Fiasco, Benghazi on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a Tuesday. Let's check in with Joy-Ann Reid to feel better about our own IQs.
He promised in order to win over the far-right holdouts. Meanwhile, the investigations that Republicans are preparing to launch are equally disturbing. Among them, what could only be called a kangaroo court that will soon target the Department of Justice and the FBI, the president's son, Hunter Biden, and a judiciary subcommittee on, quote, weaponization of the federal government.
Ooh, that stuff sounds pretty scary. All right, the headline is a little headline. Buttigieg, the rear admiral, took a private plane to New York. And everyone's going off, of course, because that's all the write downs. Ah, what a hypocrite, all that other stuff. I mean, you remember the famous John Kerry line when he was asked about flying private overseas.
On that issue, pollution, I understand that you came here with a private jet. Is that an environmental way to travel?
If you offset your carbon, it's the only choice for somebody like me who is traveling the world to win this battle. I negotiate.
Well, somebody like me, not for you, but somebody like me. Okay, let's set all that stuff aside. This is just, I'm only using this as the latest example of, remember why people become politicians. Remember this. And this sucks. This is how it is, but ideally, and I don't know how this would look, you would want a country where your most capable people are the ones who choose to temporarily lead it politically. Ideally, that's what you want. You want your best and your brightest. But we don't. We have all of our morons, people like Stacey Abrams.
So when I was in college, I fell in love with a boy who was mean to me.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
You know what? We've all done that.
Yeah. Well, he broke up with me and he said that I was too ambitious and wanted too many things and I would end up alone and lonely. And so I got really.
Which she was, obviously, of course. And she still is way too ambitious. She's too ugly. And now she's never going to get married. And look, that just sucks. These are the people who lead our nation. I mean, this is the president.
If I can halt for a second and just say to you, the impact what happened on July the 6th had international repercussions beyond what I think any of you can fully understand.
July the 6th. Only Joe can understand. All right. So we have the biggest bunch of morons leading the country. That's a problem. That's kind of a really big deal that we have a bunch of morons leading the country. But there's something else to it. These morons choose to go into politics. Why? Because they want access. So many people go into politics because they want access to the things rich people have, only they don't have any skills that will allow them to acquire those things for themselves. You go into politics so you can bloodsuck the taxpayer out of enough money to give yourself a rich person life without actually being rich or having to earn anything. Rear Admiral Buttigieg is not an intelligent human being. He's not an accomplished human being. He couldn't run South Bend, Indiana. He ran that place into the ground. He's a moron. Well, that human being is not going to leave politics and go start his own business. He's going to go start his own business, and he'll spend 10 years doing dollars and cents and working his way up, and soon the business is thriving, and hey, he's got to take a plane to New York. Hey, he's doing so good, he's going to charter a private plane. That would never happen. If that idiot started his own business, he'd be out of business in a year. Well, but he still wants those things, like everyone does. He wants that private plane. He wants that steak dinner. He wants those good seats to the football game. Well, it's Pete, probably the soccer game. He wants good seats to that game. How does he get those? Well, you can't earn them. So you go into politics. That's what we have. I don't know how we fix that, but that's why so many of these people run for office. I'm seeing this a lot when it comes to the 2024 Republican primary. Everyone knows Trump is in. Probably the favorite at this point in time. Everyone knows by now. It's not some secret. Heavy D is in. He just hasn't declared yet. He's already running. He's building a campaign team. This is the worst kept secret out there. So, okay, you can have Trump and Heavy D. And that's obvious to anyone paying attention. One of those two is going to be the nominee. They are. I'm sorry to burst your bubble. If you're on someone else's team, they're not going to be the nominee. It's going to be Trump or Heavy D. It is. But all these other people seem to be running. Mike Pence is going to run. Kristi Noem's going to run. Nikki Haley's going to run. You have all these people who are going to run. And every time I mentioned a name just there, from Pence to Haley to whoever, what'd you do? You rolled your eyes. You said, oh, brother, oh, that person has no chance. You rolled your eyes. No chance. But why do it? Let me ask you something. Forget about you. You would have. But your normie neighbor, Norm, had he ever heard of Ted Cruz before Ted Cruz ran against Donald Trump in a primary in 2016? No, of course not. It took Ted Cruz's profile from being a Texas senator, obviously popular in more far-right conservative circles, it took him from being a Texas senator and a darling of the right to being somebody everyone knows who he is now. Your aunts, uncles, sisters, cousins, brothers, your normie neighbor Norm, they know who Ted Cruz is. Running for president is good for your brand. Why would Mike Pence run? Mike Pence has no chance. Yes, that's correct. Mike Pence has no chance. Mike Pence isn't running so he can be president. He knows he has no chance as well. As much as I have problems with the man, he's not an idiot. He's not running so he can be president. He's running so he can sell books, be influential. If you're in the public eye, like Mike Pence, it doesn't hurt to have your brand get better, to have your brand get more popular, to have your brand be, to have more people know who you are. Look, I'm in that life now. I do radio and TV. Obviously, we're thrilled. Everything's going great. But the more people who find out who I am, the better. If I was to, and I'm not going to do this, so don't get your hopes up, but if I was to run for president, I'm running for president. Forget radio. I'm running for president. I could come back a year and a half later after I got crushed in the primary because the donors would be scared to death of me. After I got crushed in the primary, I would come back. My radio show would probably be bigger than it was before. I'm not doing this. Don't worry. I'm not doing this. It would probably be bigger than it was before. Why? Well, I'm all over television. I'm all over TV all the time. I'm on every single morning show. Even the Despicable Communist Press, they'll have me on trying to get me. It would always be trying to get me to trash whoever the front runner is. If they thought it was Trump, they'd be all, hey, Jesse, why does Trump suck? And they put a microphone in my face. Or if Heavy D starts to really take the lead, Jesse, why does Heavy D, the Antichrist, what do you think? And they would all have me on for that purpose. But at the end of that year, would I be worse off? No, shoot no. I'd be better off. And during that year, what would I have been doing? Is it hard labor? I realize running for office takes a lot of time and it's some stress, but okay, I'm flying around the country, mostly first class. I'm hanging out with people who want to see me. Jesse, can I get a picture of you? Jesse, you're so handsome. That's probably what they'd be saying, Chris. What, Chris? That is what they'd be saying. Jesse, can I have your autograph? Yes, you can have my autograph. I don't blame you. That's what I would say. I'd be so nice about giving out my autograph, Chris. What? Sorry for being such a good, kind person that wants to give back. Anyway, but in all seriousness, they're all running for president because it's a good life running for president and because they end up with a better brand name afterwards. They run for office. They achieve office often, almost always, because it gives them access to the things rich people have normal people don't. Why do you think all these mega celebrities, The Rock, Matthew McConaughey, why do you think they always flirt with running for office? And then for some reason in the end, they just never do it. Oh, you know, I was going to run, guys, just because I love America, but I decided I rolled my ankle. I can't get out there. Why would they run for office? Then they want to go sit in boring committee meetings? They're already on private jets and filet steaks. All right. We have headlines I didn't get to, some emails. And then we're checking out of here. Hang on.
Jesse Kelly. Back soon.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show, final segment of the Jesse Kelly Show. Don't forget, you can email me, jesse@jessekellyshow.com. Your love, your hate, your death threats. You're asked Dr. Jesse questions for Friday. We have to do a couple things. We're going to get to some emails before we get to the headlines I didn't get to, and then we're going to check out of here, and we'll be back to have more fun tomorrow. Oracle, while I'm a sports fan, I've always found the concept of one grown man wearing the jersey of another grown man with another grown man's name on it to be at minimum strange, at maximum emasculating. Maybe it's acceptable at or during a game, though I don't think so, but outside of a game, it is just something a man with self-respect should not do. Looking around, though, I see I am clearly a small minority on this. Would love to hear your thoughts. Am I some kind of anti-jersey oddball? His name is Richard. I actually have different thoughts on this. One, you know, I was a hardcore Giants fan when I watched the NFL. Don't watch anymore, but I was. And because the wife wanted to come along with me on that, she decided she was too when we got married. So started watching Giants game every Sunday. We go out to a sports bar. This one place had this super soft cookie that they would serve as a chocolate chip cookie, and they would put ice cream on top of it. And then you, anyway, it doesn't matter. But we would go watch the Giants at the sports bar, and it was incredible with the cookie and everything. Even went to a Super Bowl. I went to a couple of them. Super Bowl. Spent our vacation fund to go to watch the Giants play in the Super Bowl. How sweet is that? Wait a minute. No, one of them. No, one of them. I went to one. So that's cool. But we decided we were going to get jerseys. And I'm kind of with you and that I thought it was a little different. So what I did was I got a historical jersey with someone who didn't play anymore. I thought maybe that made it better. Even then, I could never bring myself to wear it outside of a game situation for kind of the same reason. That's another thing, Chris. They're expensive. But you know what, Chris? We're not talking about money right now. You don't have to make everything about shekels, okay? We're not talking about money. Quit, Chris. Anyway, I don't think you're wrong, but I do think you are in the minority. And I think if you're somebody out there who has a jersey, you got your favorite guy on it, I don't think you should feel bad because it is human nature. Remember, when the gladiatorial games in Rome, people had the gladiators were famous. Yes, they were slaves, but they were famous slaves. Oftentimes ended up being famous wealthy slaves who got their freedom in the end. And you would show up with the Roman version of a jersey on for your guy. No, my guy's going to stab your guy in the face. Don't be ridiculous. He'll cut your arms off. Real lighthearted stuff like that. But they did. You were rocking your... It is human nature to pick your team because it's fun. You pick your team and you stand with your team and our team's better than your team. Your team sucks. I think people can go way overboard with that for sure. I've always thought that way. But I understand it. And I understand there are many parts of human nature that don't necessarily make a ton of sense to me. They will make sense for other people. Like, one thing that doesn't make sense to me is how people can still say things like this with a straight face.
If you want to get an abortion, get an abortion. If I want to get the vaccine, I get to choose. So you can't force, if I can't force you to get an abortion, you shouldn't be able to force
me to get
the... Because
it's not about you. It's about people you interact with. And that's the social contract of public
health. We don't even know if the vaccine worked or not at the time.
Yes, that's what the trials are. Dude, that's why these trials... are you missing data out there? But
that's Neil deGrasse Tyson. I don't know how to say. Is it deGrasse? DeGrassi, Chris? Is it whatever? Who cares what it is? He's stupid anyway. He's apparently one of these people who's sold as a genius, but the genius doesn't know that the vaccine doesn't stop the spread, and the genius doesn't know that there weren't trials. That was why they called Operation Warp Speed Operation Warp Speed. Because they kind of skipped the whole massive clinical trial thing and, well, you were the trial. But the geniuses don't know that. Anti-humans. It's what these people are. Anti-humans. That's why I support preborn. Because they're about as pro-human as it gets. There is nothing more anti-human than the abortion industry. This is nothing we've ever shied away from on the show. You feel however you feel about it. I'm never going to change my mind. I'm never going to adjust. That baby is a God-breathed baby that deserves a shot at life. No matter what, that baby deserves a shot at life. Preborn believes the same thing. And so they go find these scared young women who don't think they have options. And they don't browbeat them. They don't scream at them. All they do is tell them, hey, how about a free ultrasound? And when that young woman goes in to the preborn clinic and she gets that ultrasound and she hears the heartbeat for the first time, it goes from being a clump of cells to her baby. And then they don't stop. They stay with these women for 2 years. Whatever they need, substance abuse, sometimes they need that. Sometimes they need domestic abuse, counseling and hiding and diapers and formula and whatever they need, preborn is there. You know what they ask of us? $28. $28 is what buys that free ultrasound for that young lady. Your $28 saves a life. Go to preborn.com/Jesse and save someone's life tonight. Or pick up your phone, dial #250, say baby, Go save a life tonight.
And now,
here's a headline.
Go, you know the thing.
Headlines we didn't get to.
Biden and Trudeau set to announce a deal that sends semiconductor manufacturing jobs to Mexico. Boy, if there isn't a better way to describe the globalist communists who've taken over the West than the leader of Canada and the leader of America discussing how they're going to bring jobs to the country who wasn't even there. Green picked a head House Homeland Security Committee over Crenshaw. Heads up, that's Representative Mark Green of Tennessee. He's a member of the House Freedom Caucus. He's generally very, very good, and that he's heading the Homeland Security Committee is one, a very good thing, and two, probably a very bad thing for one Alejandro Mayorkas, the current head of DHS. This guy's in serious, serious danger of being impeached, and that probably moved that along and made it all but a done deal. Harry, Meghan is not visibly black, but the family still needs bias training. She's pretty dark, Chris. Isn't she not? It's not. She's a little dark. She's like tan. Well, what? That's the same thing, Chris. You're so uncultured. House Republicans pass a bill that rolls back $72 billion in IRS funds. Okay, this is a good thing. I'm glad they did it. Obviously, that bill is going to be rejected outright in the Senate. That doesn't mean you should stop doing these things, but it does mean this. I'm cautious about all these show votes we're going to get now, because I'm old enough to remember all the repeal Obamacare show votes we got. I believe there were 7 of them. I may have that number wrong. 7 times they repealed Obamacare when they knew the Senate was simply going to say, didn't pass. Then the second, we got the House, Senate, and presidency, failed to repeal Obamacare. Let's all be cautious with these things, no? U.S. intelligence materials related to Ukraine, Iran, and U.K. are found in Biden's private office. Just want to make sure you understand this is something every president does. Donald Trump only got in trouble for it, because he's Donald Trump. It's not really a big deal. Every president jacks private stuff. All right? All right. You can email me, jesse@jessekellyshow.com. Pick your chin up. We'll be back tomorrow to have more fun. All right? That's all.
You want smart political talk without the meltdowns? We got you.
I'm Carol Markowitz.
And I'm Mary Catherine Hamm. We've been around the block in media, and we're doing things differently.
Normally is about real conversations. Thoughtful, try to be funny, grounded, and no panic.
We'll keep you informed and entertained without ruining your day.
Join us every Tuesday and Thursday.
Normally on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Whatever team Fee is on has a chance to win a championship.
I'm Christina Williams, host of the podcast In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams. The WNBA playoffs are here, and I've got the inside scoop on everything from key matchups and standout players to the behind-the-scenes moments you won't find anywhere else.
It's really, really hard to be the champions, but we have to remember how it feels and embrace the new challenge that we have.
So listen to In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams, an iHeart Women's Sports production in partnership with Deep Blue Sports and Entertainment on iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Ben Ferguson.
And I'm Ted Cruz. 3 times a week, we do our podcast, Verdict with Ted Cruz.
Nationwide, we have millions of listeners.
Every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, we break down the news and bring you behind the scenes, inside the White House, inside the Senate, inside the United States Supreme Court.
And we cover the stories that you're not getting anywhere else.
We arm you with the facts to be able to know and advocate for the truth with your friends and family.
So download Verdict with Ted Cruz now, wherever you get your podcasts.
What I told people, I was making a podcast about Benghazi. 9 times out of 10, they called me a masochist, rolled their eyes, or just asked, why?
Benghazi, the truth became a web of lies.
From Prologue Projects and Pushkin Industries, this is Fiasco, Benghazi.
What difference at this point does it make?
Listen to Fiasco, Benghazi on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is an iHeart podcast.